the advice of our district minister was to just create activities, to visit the locale, to visit the brethren, and kind of get the Kadiwa excited about district events. To be honest, my reaction was, let's get started now. We got a lot of ground to cover.
You're listening to Remember When, a podcast that celebrates God's amazing love through the big and small moments during the last 50 years of the Church of Christ in the West. Engelbert Rosario was the former District Kadiwa Vice President of Northeastern Seaboard. This was around 2006 to 2010, when Mid-Atlantic and Eastern Canada were still part of Northeastern Seaboard. So he would drive about 600 miles with other District Kadiwa officers to visit other Kadiwas in Canada, Maryland, and as far as Virginia.
Well, it was really exciting, to be honest, to be able to go to a different state, even to a different country, to visit brethren who are just like us. You know, we're in the same church, we have the same faith. It's always a grind. I mean, when you're thinking about driving 6 hours, 7 hours, but at the same time, when we realize the purpose of these visitations, you know, your tiredness, your fatigue goes away because we know the purpose of it, and it's really God working through us.
Chriselle, Martin, and Lance attended those District Kadiwa visitations, and they remember the impact it made on them.
I actually wanted to skip it. I didn't want to go. I was never really active in the Kadiwa. Like, I didn't hold a Kadiwa office at that time. But they started talking about different ways to really get the Kadiwas involved. And you really saw the concern that they had for the Kadiwa. Because of a single visitation, that's what, you know, really encouraged me to start joining in these kinds of visitations and visiting all the Kadiwas.
It was just so eye-opening for me that, you know, these people who I've never met before, who are from different walks of life, all are united with one faith and are going through the similar kind of things that I was going through. And because of those District Kadiwa visitations, I decided to go to more and become an officer on the local level, become an officer on the district level.
We used to go in a circle and group one another, and basically different Kadiwa officers or the district officers would tell different stories about their fate.
And I'll never forget this. In one of the visitations, there was a sister. She was very meek and very quiet, shy. She didn't really want to share or talk. But she's like, I want to thank you guys for coming and visiting. She was mentioning about how she was being bullied in school. And, you know, it felt like she had no friends. And when we visited her, she started crying because she never thought that she would be able to talk about what she's going through. And the moment that, the fact that we visited her, she mentioned that she was very happy and that she, you know, she found friends in us, even just by visiting. So something that simple. And I'll never forget that because of her, I was really inspired to do more visitations because you're able to reach out to the brethren who are experiencing things that you may not even think of.
And it just felt right that we were bonding over what God let us go through. You know, maybe not at the same time, but we were sharing it all now there together. And that really changed my life. That made me realize that District Kadiwa visitations and being able to reach out and connect with Kadiwas all over the world and all over this part of the world was important and that it mattered.
From that on, I took more offices, and I realized through attending different activities in Northeastern Seaboard back then and now, it's very inspiring to take more offices and to see how the church is growing and also how it continues to inspire other brethren and especially those who are maybe weakening in their faith.
I will never forget each individual's stories, and because sometimes I look back to it, and if I'm feeling low, if I'm going through the same situation, I can always recall, remember that there's brethren that have been through the same situation and they were able to triumph, you know, with the help of God. So many great stories that I keep in my heart.
That simple gesture of visiting other brothers and sisters proved to be powerful and is something they hope future generations continue. It's been almost 12 years, and today, these brethren are still deeply involved in church activities. Chriselle is the District Kadiwa President in Eastern Canada. Martin became the Vice President of DCAD in ECAN and is currently working for the church at INC Media Services. And Lance is now the District Binhi President in NESB. Thanks for listening to this episode of Remember When. Do you remember what kind of impact visitations made on you? Whatever your experience was, post about it on your social media and tag INC50West on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.